Officials are still counting the votes in Afghanistan after the election that happened there over the weekend. Only a fraction of the results are in, but two candidates for president, Abdullah Abdullah and Ashraf Ghani, claim they are ahead. The BBC's Afghanistan correspondent David Loyne reports.
I wish we had the luxury like being in other well-established democracy.
Abdullah Abdullah has been more reluctant than his leading opponent, Ashraf Ghani, to claim victory with so few results in. But when I asked him if he was confident, he said he was doing better than every other candidate. Dr. Ghani told me on Sunday that if neither wins more than 50% in the first round, there should be a second round of voting rather than a deal. The people should decide. I put the same question to Dr. Abdullah.
Will you try to negotiate a deal, or will you go all the way as the constitution demands for a second round to give the Afghan people a chance?
No, the people should be given a chance. There is no doubt about this. The people should be given the chance. And if it goes to the second round in accordance with the process, that's fine.
The media have played a central role in an election process that is so far much more successful than previous chaotic Afghan elections. One of the striking things is how open everything is. This is a meeting called for the candidates' representatives to make complaints to the Electoral Complaints Commission, one of two national bodies overseeing the process. The people talking are vice presidential candidates, and their complaints are heard not only by officials, but in front of journalists who ask questions at the end. The complaints included allegations that police had controlled ballot boxes to keep people away from voting, and a shortage of ballot papers. One of the vice presidential candidates, retired General Khodedad, told me that his biggest concern was about remote areas where there were no observers.
Those ballot boxes sent through air to the local districts or remote area of Afghanistan without observer, without media, without representative, and without oversight, without the representative of internationals sending these ballots to those provinces, it is not acceptable.
The most serious complaints were about interference by government officials trying to rig the ballot, in particular in Kandahar in the south. The head of the Electoral Complaints Commission, Sattar Sadat, said that he tried to persuade President Karzai to sack the police chief of Kandahar and a provincial governor before the election.
We asked President about chief of the police of Kandahar and governor of the Paktia. And that was clear in front of the media, in front of the civil society, political party himself. We have made promise with our people, with our international community. We will make a good decision about this election. I am confident about.
The complaint process is going on alongside the counting, and it could be up to a month before the final numbers are in. But the reality of raw politics means that the two front runners are already known. And it's now known that they want to fight to the finish.
The BBC's David Loyne reporting from Afghanistan.